On Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Derrick Jackson. And y'all, it's a beautiful day outside, man. I tell you, the sun is shining. Woo, Lord, on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. That's what I'm talking about, y'all. Woo, boy, I'm feeling pretty good today. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but I am feeling it today. All right, y'all. As I said before, this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, March the 4th. Oh, man, I tell you, Monday, March the 4th, what's really going on, huh? We done went through January and February already, now we in March. Oh, boy, I tell you. Some of y'all getting old out there. What's up, Goofy? I see you out there in the chat room, brother. I know what you probably up there doing. Well, welcome to the show. All right. Well, let's see. What are we going to talk about? Okay, if you want to join the conversation today, 347-838-8622. Hey, just don't call in. Press number one, and we talk, or you just call the number, and you just want to listen, just listen in. Hey, I'm telling you, because we have some conversations going on out here. Uh-huh. Yeah, I see some people out there already, Miss Shasta. I see you. You couldn't wait, could you? All right, well, before we get started with all that good stuff, because I don't know what we're going to talk about today. I got some things planned, but you know how Mondays go. You know, we start one way and we end up somewhere on the other side of the river, but that's all right. That's why it's open. That's right. Now, being that it is open mic and this is called Let's Talk, you know, the show do cover some very, very touchy subjects. And sometimes, you know, we get heated and we say things and people say things back. Well, I just want to say it's not personal. It's not. It's not personal. It's all in about the discussion, the debate, the conversation, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, we are adults and sometimes things are said. So, with that being said, I do apologize at this time for anyone who may become offended. Of course, you know, we're not really trying to, but it happens sometimes. Okay? Man, I tell you, boy, 2 days when I've been on the air, boy, it seems like forever. I don't know if y'all miss it, but I sure miss talking to you. That's a dang on sure. All right. Also on this show, we do encourage open dialogue, and we like to hear everyone's opinion, even if it makes sense or not to us. We still like to hear it because everybody has one. So, you know, don't be afraid to call in and say what you're going to say, you know, because we do, you know, encourage that. However, please respect everyone else's time to speak. Just like we will require them to respect your time, we would like for you to respect theirs as well. In other words, don't talk over each other. Do not talk over each other, okay? Because a point may be made, and if you're talking over each other, no one will hear that point. And then what happens? You're just talking just to be talking. Also, please make your responses short and sweet. We do know some of y'all are long-winded. However, we would like to keep that kind of short, though, as possible, okay? You know, sometimes it takes a little bit to get your point across, but kind of condense it a little bit if you can. Then don't make it a 10-minute speech, and the only thing you really said was, I agree with you. You know, that you know, because that's crazy. That's crazy. Also, since this is an adult show and we are all adults, no personal attacks. We're not playing the little kiddie games, okay? We're not playing the kiddie games, so no personal attacks, because that's not even necessary. You know, we can make our points without calling each other names and getting carried away. Okay? Now, also, if any of these guidelines are violated in any way that I think, because I am the one who's going to say whether they've been violated or not, you will be muted on the spot. As I like to say, I will tase you. And for those who don't know what tase mean, that means I will mute you. And it's just that easy. It's just that easy. All right? Now, with all that being said, man, I tell you, oh boy, it's Monday, man. I'm feeling wonderful. I tell you, boy, I got some energy in me today that just I cannot explain, but I'm ready to use it today. All right, I see my lines. Some people have their hands raised already. But before we go ahead and start talking to someone, we got to play this little 30-second jingle here real fast. And after this 30 seconds, we're going to get on with the show, because I know a lot has happened over the weekend, and I know y'all ready to chat it up, because I know I am. So I see y'all in about 30 seconds. Well, 31 seconds. All right.
The first in the Just Know series of inspirational fiction novels, No Condemnation by Dr. Vivi Monroe Congress, is heartwarming and emotionally engaging. You will be challenged and changed as you read the gripping story of Trinae Sloan, a young, single mother torn between her misplaced faith and her children's philandering father, and what's best for everyone involved. No Condemnation by Dr. Vivi Monroe Congress will be available in both paperback and ebook formats March 13th at Amazon.com.
All right, y'all. That's No Condemnation by Dr. Vivi Monroe Congress. We'll be out on the 13th of this month, 13th of March. And actually, she's having a book release party. So I'm going to try and see if I can set up a live broadcast from that. That'll be wonderful, don't y'all think? For those who haven't met and gotten a chance to hear her speak, so she's a wonderful woman, outstanding. So we're going to try and make that happen. But you can get the book on Amazon.com. So let's support our sister, because she's doing wonderful, wonderful things. All right. Once again, this is Mike Gundy. Say what you want to say, talk about what you want to talk. I can make that a song. What y'all think? Say what you want to say, talk what you want to talk. Whatever, man, but we're going to do the damn thing today. So let me see who got their hands raised up real early here and see what we got going on. Happy Monday to you.
You better be getting paid for that commercial.
Oh, you like that commercial?
Yeah, it's all right.
Well, I didn't make it, but it'll do.
Yeah. Don't you ever tell me, though, that I'm late.
That you late?
Yeah, because you didn't have a show, remember?
Oh, talking about Friday?
Yeah.
Well, see, what happened, man? See what really happened was I got kind of caught up in an appointment, so to say, and I couldn't get on the air like I wanted to. So, you know, I thought I'd bring back something to make you giggle a little bit and laugh a little bit. Hey, at least you had something to listen to. What you complaining about?
I didn't listen to it. You know what? Tuned in, uh-huh. And I didn't know it was a replay, because I didn't go to your site first.
Uh-huh.
I just called from the from my phone.
Right.
The funny part was that since I didn't know it was a replay, because I didn't remember all this stuff at the beginning, just as I pressed 1 to get on the air, you said, okay, we're letting our our callers in. I press 1, and all of a sudden, I hear my voice. So I'm saying to myself, what happened? I didn't say anything. You know. And then I realized it was a replay.
All right. See? So you got to sit there and critique yourself, right?
Well, for about 5 seconds, then I just turned it off.
Well, all right. Next time I'll let you know ahead of time, Joe, okay?
Yeah.
All
well,
right.
How much in advance do you normally put up the schedule?
Well, like I try to do at least a week out, sometimes it's kind of hard, but the week of, at least you will have a schedule of what's going on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because sometimes people don't actually put out any type of schedule, any type of time release. So sometimes when you get to the site, it's a replay. And then, you know, if you had known that it was going to be a replay, you wouldn't have waited around for the show. So it's good if, you know, for people to put up warnings that they're going to have a replay coming up.
Right, right. And I'm glad you said that. And each week I try and put up a schedule of the shows and what the topic is going to be.
Uh-huh.
You can go to my Facebook page, of course, Joe. I know you don't have a Facebook page.
No.
But those out there that do have Facebook pages, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. And you can get a... you can see what the topics of the shows and what day they'll be playing and everything like that, you know. But, yeah, I'll try and put them up, Joe. In fact, I just put this week's schedule out also.
All right, so, that's good.
Yeah,
we're building up a following, so, yeah.
Yeah, so we're working on that. Oh, yeah, another thing, y'all, look out for YouTube, man, YouTube, because I'm going to start putting the schedules out on YouTube also.
That's a good idea.
So, y'all be ready. Y'all be ready for it. All right. Let's see what we got going on. The quote of the day. Y'all thought I forgot about that. Here's the quote of the day. Whatever you are, be a good one. And that's by Abraham Lincoln. Now, you use that as you would like. But that is the quote of the day. Whatever you are, be a good one. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully it's good things. Hopefully good things. Let's see, Dirk Diggler in the chat room. He says, hey, did you hear about the baby who beat the HIV virus? Yes, Dirk, I have been reading that, and it's interesting. It really is. You know, it's amazing because, you know, they say they treated the baby, and now the baby has no symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a great thing. But I think the jury is still out on that, so, you know.
I don't know anything about it.
Mm. Yeah, it's a story on, you know, it's out there where a baby was born, and which the HIV virus.
Uh-huh.
So the doctors were treating them for the HIV, and they went back, and I think they went back and tested him again after so long, and he has no symptoms of the HIV virus right now.
Mm.
You know, but it's still, you know, like I say, the jury is still out on that. As far as right now, though, they don't have seen any symptoms at all.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great thing. Hopefully, that's a breakthrough, an outstanding breakthrough in the HIV virus fight. Isn't it amazing how you don't hear much about that anymore? Like it just has stopped altogether. And we all know it's still going on.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not as prevalent as people think. I think only 1 million people get it a year.
1 million people, Joe? And that's
not
a million too much? Too many?
Well, when you compare it to other illnesses, and I don't think that many people die as much or as often as people think. And I think it might have been a whole big scam. Because remember, Magic Johnson was supposed to have been dead by now.
Well, that's a whole different. See, you have to look at it like this, Joe. When it comes to Magic Johnson, he had money to buy the best, you know, cocktails and have the best doctors. So, of course, he beat it. I mean, I would have been surprised if he hadn't. Dirk Diggler said his own immune system beat it. They think, and you know what, Dirk, you may have a point there. You know, since he was such a young baby, his immune system may have. So, I mean, as I mentioned before. The jury is still out on that, but it is a breakthrough. They just have to figure out why and what and how.
Well,
you know.
But it's a breakthrough if his immune system actually did beat the disease without
right.
the aid of the medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're saying, the jury is still out, so they're going to have to perform tests for a while. I
presume
anyway.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But it's a good thing, though. It's a very good thing.
If it's a breakthrough, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a very good thing. So let's talk about this sinkhole down there in Florida. Because, you know, and y'all gonna think I'm wrong for saying this, but I'm just going to say it. That's one hell of a straight ride to hell. That's all I'm going to say. Because I can't see how a sinkhole, as big as it was, just going to get one room and one person. When usually they take the whole freaking house. I mean, that's just my opinion. Hey, Benny, I see you out there, man. You know, I mean, this was a huge hole.
Well, I didn't see it. You were talking about it on Thursday, weren't you?
Huh?
You were talking about it on Thursday, weren't you?
I don't know. Was I? I don't think so. I may have mentioned it, but I don't know. I mean, this sinkhole was 20 feet wide and more than 50 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that.
And his brother was trying to save him or something?
Huh?
And his brother was trying to save him but couldn't save him?
Yeah.
You didn't mention it? And it might have been somebody else.
Might have been somebody else, yeah. No, I didn't mention it, but, you know, here's the thing about that, too. You know, right now, you know, they was trying to at least find the body, but they've given up even trying to find the body. Now they just tearing down.
How could they not
house.
Find the body of the? If it's only a 50 feet deep sinkhole, they only have to go down 50 feet.
See, Joe, here's the thing. You know, sinkholes in Florida and where they are around, you know, the west coast of Florida, central Florida, whatever. Mm-hmm. They call it sinkhole central. You know, so right now what they're saying is they've looked as far as they could, but, you know, it's the ground. They don't know how stable the ground is right now. So instead of going in and trying to, you know, find the body, it's better off just to go ahead and just
prepare the whole house down. They don't know if it'll sink any further, if there's any more pressure or anybody walking on the ground.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, Dirt Digger said, this is what happened. It was a house in Florida, and this young man was sleeping in his room, and the ground collapsed underneath his bedroom. So him and his bedroom went straight down in the hole. His brother tried to save him. He couldn't save him. And now here's the freaky part, and that's why I say the only thing that went down was the guy's bedroom. That was it. It was just him in his bedroom. You know, there were other people in the house at the time, you know, but the only thing that went to the hole was the bedroom with the young man in it. So, you know, the only thing they said was that he heard his brother scream and ran toward his room, and everything was gone. Everything was gone. His brother was gone.
He has to be dead otherwise. So 50 feet, you can hear somebody screaming, so I guess he's
dead.
Well,
his brother said he thought he heard him scream. But, you know, you talking about a hole and stuff caving in on top, you know, that's...
That's what I'm saying. I mean, he's probably covered with a lot of debris, and he's probably dead by now.
Right. So, you know, they try for a couple of days, then they say, well, you know, we're just going to go ahead and call the surf off because they doubt he could have survived anyway. Yeah, so... you know,
that's
freaky,
though. Weren't talking about the other sinkhole where... something similar happened. I think it might have been the other show that's on at night where, you know, you should join in. Perry has a show every night.
Yeah, I know. I hear. I listen to him sometimes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I think he was talking about the one where the sinkhole happened in a house. And then I think the guy gets up from his bed. And I think he goes through the kitchen. And when he comes back, a tree, because of the sinkhole, the tree falls through the house and kills his wife on the bed. I think that's the way it goes. I think, or maybe something else.
Wow. That's wow. I'm telling you, man, that is just strange.
I know. You just can't look out for anything. I mean, you can be hit by lightning. Lee Trevino, the golfer, he was hit by lightning twice. You can get hit by a sinkhole. I remember one time I was in Arizona, and I got all of a sudden a sandstorm just came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my buddy, we just got caught in the sandstorm. We had to just dive onto the ground within a few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you stood up, the sand would just tear your skin off practically. So we saw a car up ahead. We ran towards the car, or crawled towards it, I forget now, opened up the door and got on in. You know, it wasn't as though, can we come in? It was just open the door, come on in. We didn't care who owned the car, you know.
Oh, wow. All right, y'all, I placed a link if you want to read about the sinkhole in the chat room. So y'all can go and check that out as well for those that just don't believe that happened.
Oh, I believe that happened.
Oh, yeah, without doubt. Well, the good thing about before they decided to, you know, tear the house down, they gave everybody a chance. Well, they tried to salvage some of the things out of it, you know, like military wars, a pink teddy bear, American flag, a Bible that had the the claw marks from the back hose bucket.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So at least they did do that before they went ahead and just totally demolished the house.
Mm.
You know, but that has to be something that just would, ooh, man.
I mean, how can you sleep after that? I mean, you're not even safe in your own bedroom. You're not, you know, you're not being attacked by terrorists. You're not in, let's say you're not in an area where there's a lot of tornadoes or hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you go to sleep, you don't know if you're going to wake up because a sinkhole could envelop you.
Well, you know what, though? And here's the other thing to that also. And I was talking with somebody about this over the weekend. You know, now developers were building houses so fast at one time. You know, the question is, did they know when they built the houses that, you know, this ground was unsafe like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of times in the heat of buying the house, you got a good deal. The buyer doesn't pay attention to that either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you may be having a house built on unstable land. Of course, in Florida, you know, underneath this limestone, and they got acidic water that runs through there, so it gradually eats away at it, and that is what causes the sinkholes.
Uh-huh. Well, so how long did that community of houses exist before this accident happened?
I don't know. I'm sure. You see, and that's the thing. Nobody knows what the timetable is when it comes to stuff like that. You know, nobody has any idea whatsoever what the timetable is. You know,
well, if the houses were there, you know, for like 30 years, I don't think you can blame the developers.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I'm just making a point.
If they were there for like 4 or 5 years, and then you know, you might want to take a look at the ground around, you know, and
mm-hmm.
see, you know, did these developers know? But if they were there for like 30 years or 40 years, you know, it could be just a plain old natural act of God, or just as you were talking about, if the water running underneath is acidic and eating at the substances that are underneath the ground, then I don't think, you know, it's possible. It's nobody's fault.
Well, I just said I put that point out there for those that may be looking at buying homes now.
Uh-huh.
You know, you may want to think about that. You know, I know one place when I was at in my hometown, I used to walk by every day. You know, when I was in high school, and come to find out, they had built houses on a cemetery.
Yeah.
You know, and I never was aware of it until somebody told me. Actually, when I went home a couple of years ago, I'd say, really? Yeah, because what happened was, you know, after a while, with the rain and the hurricanes and stuff come through, start washing the, you know, the dirt and stuff away, uh-huh. then graves started popping up.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, really. Oh. So, if y'all out there thinking about buying homes, I would behoove you to do a little research into the area where the houses are being built.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, and it's not putting it on the developers or anything. They may not have any idea either.
Yeah, you should get it appraised. I mean, every house needs to be appraised.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
you know how that goes too.
Termites, so they should check the foundations.
Mm-hmm. Bible Truth by Benny says, yep, so it is a good idea to make sure you are in right standings with God. I agree with that one. Ooh, man, I tell you. All right, so that's what's going on with the sinkhole.
Anybody else on the line?
Yeah, we got a lot of people listening.
Hey, jerks, put your hands up.
We got a lot
press
of people
number
listening.
One if you know where the number one button is.
No, see,
pretend,
you go.
Pretend you guys know where it is.
There you go, antagonizing people.
I don't
all
antagonize
over. Yeah.
I'm a
yeah,
sweetheart.
Yeah.
Ask Miss Congress.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. You know, I hope she do, you know, we can set it up to where I can do a live broadcast from her her book release party.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So make sure you can talk to her.
Oh, please. She doesn't want me on a book release party. If she comes back on the show again, you know, without doing the book tour, then she'll get an idea of what the show was like.
Okay. All right. Here's an uh-oh.
You got a hand
Lord.
Up?
See, yeah. Let's
you know who see. It is?
No. Happy Monday to you. You're on Let's Talk. Can I get your name and what's
about
on your
time,
mind?
Whoever you are.
Yeah, this is Antonio. You should have known.
No, Antonio, your regular number didn't come up, man.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Well, I pressed the one by accident.
Oh, okay. You pressed one,
by accident. One by accident.
Oh, boy. So, Eva, you talked about sinkholes in Florida?
Yeah, that's what we was talking about. Yeah. Got any take on that?
Well, like, just like you said, you should be careful before you purchase a house, but I don't think at this one nobody's really at fault. They can't blame anyone, really.
Right.
Because how are they going to know? Unless the individuals or the company that builds these houses surveyed the land or were hiding something. But those houses look pretty old. They're just like one story, like the – what you call those houses?
What, duplexes?
No, the houses that they built on, they seem like pretty old houses, so I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. You know, and like me and Joe were saying, well, mainly Joe, you know, been there for a minute, you know, it's just over time it happens. It's something you just can't control. You know,
you just
can't control it. Because back then, you know, people weren't really thinking about that kind of stuff anyway, because it was probably as rare as, you know, as finding some gold in the Atlantic Ocean or something like that. So, you know, people really weren't paying attention. You know,
the developer, he still has a responsibility to make sure that if he's going to construct houses, he has to make sure that the foundation, the ground is hard enough to be able to hold these houses and make sure that they don't collapse for any reason other than, I guess, termites.
Well, I mean, depends on how old, as you said before, Joe, depends on how old the house is.
Well, yeah, because I took into consideration the water that you're talking about. But let's say the conditions underneath the soil didn't change for 40 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then all of a sudden we have a sinkhole. You know, it's worth taking a look at. But if you know that you're going to build a house on land where the conditions underneath that particular land are going to change, you have to make adaptations to that. Just like when you construct a six-story building, it's way different than constructing a 40, 50, or 100-story building. Do you know that these skyscrapers, they sway with the wind?
Yes.
And you have to have the special kind of steel in order to be able to withstand the constant swaying back and forth. You know, it sways back and forth like a few inches or so, but it's still swaying.
Mm. Ooh. Dirk Diggler says, the Mayans used to worship sinkholes. They thought it was a gateway to the underworld. Well, I can't argue with the underworld part.
Because
you're definitely going down.
Well, what's going to happen to the houses next to it? Because they were saying that their neighbors, some had to evacuate, and I don't know if they're able to return or.
Well, you know, I think before they let them return, they're gonna have to do, as we say, some surveying and seeing, you know, and making sure that one hole doesn't grow. You know, so as of right now, it's contained to where it originally happened at. But yeah, and you know what though, the question is, did they have insurance? You know, because now in some places in Florida, you are required to have sinkhole insurance. So hopefully,
really?
Yes.
In Florida?
Yes, in Florida, yeah.
Whoa, then they expect sinkholes to be a problem.
Yeah, like I said before, where this happened at is a part of what they call Sinkhole Alley.
Oh.
So it's nothing, you know, that's new.
Oh, it's like those dummies in California who construct new houses right over the San Andreas Fault.
Yeah.
I don't understand that crap.
Yeah, me either. I really don't.
That's one of the major fault lines in the United States, and people are deliberately building something like million-dollar houses, or they were doing it. I don't know if they're still doing it, but they were doing it. And I'm saying, okay, you got money, but you have no brains.
That is so true. Yeah. That is so true. I say the same thing, Joe. I haven't figured that one out. Go ahead, Antonio.
What about these houses that are built by the coastal areas where they get a lot of flooding and stuff? You know, they're required to have flooding insurance too. I mean, I don't know what's going on with the people, particularly in Long Island, where they have with Hurricane Sandy. If they had any problems with their insurance or getting anything back, or
No, I don't think the residents of Sandy had flood insurance.
No, because that's something that don't happen there that often.
No, it was the first time it's ever happened in that location, I think.
Yeah. So, and as far as the insurance company, I'm sure they having to fight some of them. I'm sure
well, yeah,
they are.
I mean, look, if it's not in the contract, I mean, if they're going to be protected against hurricanes and tornadoes, which is what the usual catastrophe is,
mm-hmm.
then yeah. But I don't know what Sandy was. I don't think it was a hurricane. It was called a superstorm. I don't know if it was a hurricane or a tornado.
I think it was a mixture of both. Well, not a tornado, but a mixture of a hurricane and you remember the thing, the perfect storm where the, you know, the boats and stuff went out there.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, it was something like that, except for a lot worse. I see we got somebody else with their hand raised up.
Better be a woman, except unless it's lady.
Oh Lord, you know what?
I'm just saying.
Happy Monday to you. You're on Let's Talk. Can I have your name and what's on your mind?
Hello, my name is Goofy Bone, and I think this is my third day calling.
What's up, Goofy? You got
ain't no women here. Come on. I mean, I may smell like a woman because women may be, you know, caressing their lovely body on me, but I mean, come on.
Oh, did we really need to know all that, Goofy?
We didn't know that shit at all.
No. Shit, happy Monday. Come on. Shit, the weekend's over.
Didn't need to
I'm
know that.
I'm like a
fuck
hangover. Fuck.
At all.
You smelling like a hangover, huh?
Smell like a whore, what he's saying.
Wow. Oh, Lord have mercy. So what's going on, Goofy?
Nothing. I'm just, just listening to you guys. I would call Hurricane Sandy an act of God. Because it's too many things to say what it is. I mean,
yeah.
That thing was huge.
Yeah, but the thing is insurance don't recognize the acts of God.
That is a very good point. That is a good point.
Yeah, if you put that down, they're just like, we don't recognize it, so they don't have to pay out.
Is that an issue that we need to, look into?
You can't have insurance companies saying, oh, you want to construct houses over the San Andreas Fault and you want us to give you earthquake insurance? No. So if houses are being built within certain regions where certain climatic changes occur, like certain tornadoes like in Kansas or hurricanes over on the seaboard, you can't have insurance companies saying, well, sure, we know that you're going to be attacked by a hurricane every year, so let us insure you. That's not how insurance companies can actually, you know, provide a service, because they'll go broke in the first year. You have to have insurance to cover certain aspects, and if you want, you can buy insurance to cover everything. You can always go to Lloyd's of London. Wait a minute, I think they went out of business. But you can always go to some companies. You can always get some kind of insurance for any occasion whatsoever. But the principle is the same. They act on an actuarial basis. They find out what the probability is of this particular accident or occurrence happening, and then they judge their premiums by that. So you can't say, you know.
And it's funny, they'll be your friend. They'll be your friend when it happens, but they'll be your enemy when they say they're not covering it. You know what I mean?
Well, that depends upon the company. Because I had insurance at one time. It was the best disability insurance in America. And no matter what happened to you, even if you did it to yourself, you got paid off. And you got paid off even when you went back to work. But you paid, you know. The thing is, everybody wants insurance, but nobody wants to pay for it. You know, everybody wants insurance, but they want the employer to pay for it. But if the employer pays for it, he might just be passing on the cost of his insurance policies by reducing your salary. So instead of getting like a $20 an hour job, you're getting a $15 an hour job because he's taking $5 an hour to pay for the premiums.
All righty.
That is true.
That is true. Okay. Let me bring Mr. Lowe in. You know he has an outstanding.
I know Lowe's got something to say.
Okay. What's up, Lowe? Happy Monday to you.
What's going on, brother? How are
hey,
you Lo. Doing?
Hey,
What's going
we're
on,
doing
gentlemen?
Good.
How's everyone doing, gentlemen?
It's good today.
Hey, doing great.
Doing better than the sinkhole
yeah.
guy.
I heard that. Well, I just found my one on my keypad, so, you know, I guess.
Oh, you're good, Lo. I've been looking for it for a long time then, huh?
Yeah, I have.
You see, Eric, without me, nobody calls in.
No, okay.
I wanted to sit and listen to the asshole just go on and on and on, you know.
Oh, listen to him. Oh, you know, you can always find that fucking number one again.
No worries.
As far as that Hurricane Sandy goes, you know, I'm going to look at this from my point of view. You know, everybody else had good suggestions or opinions, whatever you want to call it. But I think it was the fine work of the HAARP system.
You know what? It's a possibility because that was
damn
a very
right.
strange storm. Lo, since you brought it up, you probably remember how there was one particular part of the storm that was going one way, and
uh-huh.
then all of a sudden...
It turned!
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, before we get too deep into that, for those that don't know what the HAARP system is, would you like to explain it to them, Mr. Lo, please?
Stupid people like me, I don't know what the hell that is.
Well, Goofy, you're too busy getting your women all over you.
I'm too busy trying to sober up. That's all. I'm too busy. That's where I'm busy right now. So fuck it.
Go ahead, Joe.
No, I thought you were going to explain it. You're not?
Well, go ahead, man. You
all
explain
right.
it for me. Yeah, I can, but, you know, I'm
okay.
actually looking at something also. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, HAARP, I forget what the acronym stands for, but it's a system that's supposed to be secret, but the government... has been accused of building these huge antennas and huge system that's supposed to shoot radiation up into the stratosphere and then use that radiation to control the weather. So if they do that, it'll be like, unless they're detected, it'll be like the best secret weapon that you could
have. Oh, that thing in Alaska.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
that thing's true. That thing
yeah,
is so true.
It's for weather modifications.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
You know what came out, I think, recently? That during World War II, they were testing bombs to see if they could create tsunamis.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to HAARP, yeah, they're supposed to, you know, throw up this radiation into the stratosphere and then create, like, Sandy or hurricanes. Because the force of a normal hurricane, I think it's something like, I don't know, 10, 20 atomic bombs. So if they do that, then how can the nation that's being attacked actually accuse the United States of attacking it if that particular weapon is supposed to be secret? Because people, you know, a lot of people don't believe it can work.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. All right, I got two other people with their hands up, so maybe bring
them
in
want
one
any
at
more
a time.
Shit. They're going to start in on me like Enloe then.
You know, you crazy. Good afternoon.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing okay. Is this 508? Can I get your name, please?
My name's Jeffrey.
Hey, Jeffrey. What's going on? What you got to say?
I just heard you guys were talking about the HAARP system and how they control the weather and stuff, and I do agree with you. I think that is something that needs to be addressed because I'm very scared. You know, see, I tried using that system before because my brother's like on the inside, and he said the best position to use the HAARP machine is to shove it right up your asshole.
What I say?
Just so you know, just so the wind.
Oh my God, that caller's got a naughty mouth. You ruined the whole show.
Yeah.
God damn it, Eric! Just hang up right now. Just end the show.
That's
we'll see you tomorrow.
What's up, everybody? Hi, everyone.
Well, he hung up. I missed what you were saying. I was talking to Shasta. Why? What happened?
Oh.
Just throw the grenades in the
fucker.
Come on.
Hey, I had to scream a cause,
you
man.
Missed
quit playing.
The good part.
Yeah, you screamed the good one right there, Eric.
Scared well,
the living with
him.
Jesus out of me.
Oh, whatever, Joe. And whatever, Goofy. Go ahead and hit a blunt. You'll be all right.
See, I'm trying to stop her today, and y'all encouraging me to go get another one.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Well, then you can call back later on and say it's your fourth time.
Yeah. Without a doubt. What's going on, Shasta? What's happening with you?
Oh, no, I was just listening in. I heard y'all talking, and I didn't know anything about this system. So I was getting educated myself.
Well, I did my thing. How about low?
Yeah, so actually all you have to do is go to any search engine and type in HAARP, and you should be able to get some information about it. I mean, it's been out there for a long time, and people actually didn't have any idea what it was about, you know, until you had certain people. And one that a lot of people don't give credit for anything, even though I know his show was set up as a scam, was Jesse Ventura. You know?
Jesse Ventura, yeah, because that's where I seen it from.
Uh-huh. I actually
that's where I remember that, conspiracy theories or something like that.
Yeah. I actually was reading about that before I had even watched that show, but, you know, the thing is, those electromagnets, the force that's let out, and then people never have thought about why do we have so many chemtrails all across our skies everywhere, you know, and those chemtrails have little tiny organisms of metal.
Yeah, aluminum is in them, yeah.
Aluminum, right. Mm-hmm. And so you have all of this energy from that system. That energy can guide that. Anything that he wants to with your metals up there helping it carry. So it's really something to consider. I mean, you know, you can consider it an act of God and this and that maybe, but it's kind of crazy that you had so many things happen the way they have and in the areas that they have happened, you know.
Wow. Now I'm gonna be up all night researching that shit. Thank you.
Yeah, as soon as you get off the phone, you're going to forget you were ever on the phone.
Come on, Joe. I'm probably the only guy that likes you. You always kick me.
Well, I'm good. I'm glad you're the only one. You'll forget all about that, too, when you get off the phone.
I'm not even going to say. I'm going to have to put my research team on that one. Because, you know, I want to know myself so I can bring y'all more information on it. Heck yeah.
It's very interesting. And
it sounds like it.
Oh, it is. I mean, especially if it works, but it's supposed to be top secret. And so my question always is, if it's supposed to be top secret, how do these fuckers know about it? You know, like Jesse, you know.
Ventura.
I like Jesse.
There's always some drunk guy trying to impress some chick saying, yeah, I work for the government. And, you know, we were working on some projects so we could, you know, change the weather and da da da. And it takes something like that to just leak it out and boom, 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 boom.
Most of the time, Goofy, it's not that at all. Most of the time, it's people that agreed to this on the outset, but when they actually got inside of it and start working with it, and they saw what it did to people, they grew a conscience from it. And a lot of those people wind up dead.
So from when this story supposedly came out around Katrina time, do you think that Katrina, that this was caused, that this thing caused Katrina?
No.
Well, I can't say that it did, but I do know that those levees didn't.
Yeah, it didn't have anything to do with the levees.
The levees.
You talk about conspiracy theory. There's supposed to have been a theory that those levees were deliberately dynamited in order to flood New Orleans.
That's what I'm saying. Those people have for the longest, man. The only thing they want people to do is to get on a plane from Boston or California or something, come down here, and enjoy the weekend, get drunk and everything else, and then go back home.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they really want, man. Other than that, no.
Mm. All right, y'all. Hold on. Let's bring Michael in.
Oh,
see
boy.
What Mike has to say about this subject. Boop, boop. As soon as we come in. All right, Michael, you're on the air. Welcome, man.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Are you here for HAARP, Michael?
Huh?
Are you here for HAARP? No, I guess
no,
not.
No, I'm just about listening to y'all. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Oh, okay.
Michael, sound like he got a cold or something.
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay. All right. My bad. My bad. But go ahead. You know, I don't think it had anything to do with Katrina. I think Katrina was actually natural. I really do. Especially well, not when it comes to the levees.
No,
because those levees were just old anyway.
Well, you know what? Well, it's very possible
storm,
it could have been dynamite.
The storm had already come. The storm had landed and everything. Then the surge that came behind the storm, all of a sudden, the people that never left, the people that stayed, all of a sudden you hear explosions.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This wasn't just some concrete exploding because of water. You heard, like, demolition explosions,
yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the exact same thing. You can go to anybody's YouTube page and you can look at the Twin Towers and all of this, all these explosions and people talking. They never talk about this stuff, though. You know, this is the stuff that gets swept under the rug. Oh, it's just a conspiracy theory. That's bullshit. You know. These are the questions that need to be answered. And Charlie Sheen started asking a few questions, and they shut him up.
Charlie Sheen, don't get me
started on the 9/11 buildings, because I have my own theories on that.
Why not? I'm a conspiracy theorist.
That's what they want to call it, man. I mean, the guy started digging and asking questions, and they started going back 20 years ago on some bullshit that this guy did 20 years. Hey, well, what about this? Well, we're not talking about that. We're talking about something from right now, you know. So, like I said, they shut him up.
Well, Charlie Sheen asked some very, very good questions. He's still his letter to Obama still on Alex Jones's website. But he wasn't accusing anybody of anything. He was he was asking questions, and he was saying,
But the thing about it, though, Joe, you stepped on some toes when you said the guy's name you just said. So regardless to if it was good, bad, or indifferent, you know, as long as you say his name in a positive way, everybody will be okay. But when you start to say, oh, well, he's fucking up, that's when some people.
Which one, Sheen or Joe?
Not either of those.
Oh, Obama?
Yeah.
Joe?
Me?
Controversy?
I'm never involved in that.
I'm just calling it like it is, man. You got some people think that man can walk water.
There's supposed to be a part of the government, you know, as in, what's the movie was? Men in Black?
Mm-hmm.
They're actually supposed to be some Men in Black for real. Especially when you get to talking about UFOs and things. There have been some witnesses say they will come and visit you about it if you start talking the wrong stuff. So,
I can believe that, man.
I can too.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, that you mentioned something like that, I was listening to a guy that came up, and he wanted to get it patented. I think it was like the first internal combustion engine that was fueled with, I think, hydrogen or water or something, and it could go like 100 miles to a gallon of gas. So first, I think it was Nissan or Toyota, one of those corporations bought that patent, and they buried it because they wouldn't make any money off of it. And it was another guy that came up with the exact same idea. And what happened to him was he said, well, I started noticing cars being parked down the street from my home, and I noticed that when I go somewhere, people would be following me and things like this. So I just left it alone because I was told to, and, hey, I forgot about it. So I can believe that. You know, not to say that had anything to do with the government per se, but you can't say that it didn't because, I mean, hell, if you got one lobbyist in Washington, D.C., then he's going to have his way regardless of what it's about.
Well, anytime you have money and power mixed together, you will always have corruption. Just like they say the common cold, they got a cure for the common cold. You know, you don't have to really take cold medicine. When I get the flu shot, I haven't had a cold in 5 years. Me, personally, I haven't had a cold like I used to have colds growing up. When I get flu shots every year. I haven't had a cold for 5 or 6 years.
You get a flu shot? Real talk?
Yeah, I get a flu shot every year.
Man, I can't remember the last time I had a flu shot.
Man, I'm not taking that damn shot. I mean, that's what I do.
But back to what you're saying about the patent. See, there's a lot of patents in it. Let's go back to what you're saying. They didn't want to make money. See, there's a lot of things that they can cure, but the economic system will not allow it.
I'll agree.
We have technology where people don't even have to build a house no more. You can get a machine can build a house, technically. He got all the measurements, and now they're having this Obama in his State of the Union. If you notice, he said 3D technology. 3D technology where computers are going to build stuff in 3D. You can make a house. The computer can make a sturdy house without nobody touching it. The only thing the man and the dude can control the computers. So people will hide technology systems because if we bring that technology, it's going to put a lot of people out of work. It is, because technology have everybody not chilling 100 miles per gallon, what? We don't need hundreds of thousands of barrels of fuel and all that type of stuff. That'll shut gas stations down. So I guess the only thing I can say, the way the economic system in this whole theory of what, because your economics that you people go to school for, it's a theory. It comes from thought. That's why we're in a $16 trillion debt. You can clearly see it. It's all a theory, right? And, you know, when that theory is put on, you have something that's going to benefit everybody. It goes against the theory.
Well,
because technically, if you look at it, we just need natural resources to really to survive and breathe. But extra other than that, it comes from thought. And we Americans, that's why we have to be connoisseurs. We have to buy. That's why China has not struck us for war, because China needs us, because we connoisseurs. We buy, man. And you talk about poverty in this nation, the word poverty, what does that look like? I don't see poverty. I see poverty in another country. But America, what type of poverty are you talking about? What does poverty look like? There's not a lot of poverty. I mean, there's people in the hood that's dealing with low income, but compared to other countries, is that poverty?
Okay, you have a point there.
Not in America. I can't see a child in America going starving. They say people starving in America. But I understand people have low income. They don't have what other people have. I got you that. They can't afford certain schools. So I got you that. But they live in poverty?
But there's a dollar menu at every corner.
How does poverty look compared to other countries? I can go to Africa and I show you poverty. I can go to Haiti and I can see poverty.
Yeah, but, I mean, the thing about it, those countries were never allowed to use the resources that they had at their own disposal to make their economies better.
Because of the dictators, because of the rulers, the dictators.
I'll go with that, and I'll go a little bit
And the ideology.
Ideologies, and, you know, if you got the jewelers coming in and stealing all the diamonds. You pick up a diamond, stick it in your fist over there in the mine, and they give you 47 cents for it and sell it for $47 million. You know, those people have been exploited and used for everything that their country produces. I mean, when I was in Jamaica, man, I mean, there were so many resources right there that were available for the inhabitants, man. I mean, just right there at their own disposal that, if they decided to export, I mean, it would, you know, it would mean a lot of money and growth. But, you know, if that money and growth is only going to be for a few, then they're not going to let that happen, you know. And it's the exact same thing in America. I mean, you know, not everyone here is supposed to be rich. But I will say that if you have a company where you're getting record profits every quarter, there's something wrong with that. You know, how is it that you produce less fuel? How do you produce less gas and oil products if the people, your pawns that you paid money under the table, has put a showing on for the rest of the the peasants, oh yeah, we're gonna get on top of this. It's outrageous. And so how are they going to actually do something if you paying them? They're not gonna do shit because they don't care. I mean, they get money hands over fist, and they get the courtesy of being known as congressman or senator so and so, and that's all they need, you know. And you can just pay them a little money and go on doing what you do. I mean, how is it going to cause them to produce less if the cost goes down some? I don't understand it. I mean, you've been like a hog under an acorn tree all day long, eating. Every quarter, you eating more and more and more. I mean, it's got to be a cap on there somewhere, I think.
And there's silence. No, I agree with you. I do agree with you, Lo. About you know, they just getting fatter, and they keep coming up with all these great excuses about how they gonna lose money if everything stops. But you know what? It's all right because it's. Eventually, and Michael was right, eventually technology is going to take over. You know, like that movie Terminator where the machines were in charge? That's eventually what's going to happen. iRobot, watch. See what I'm saying? It's going to happen because they're slowly working their way toward it. So, I don't know,
look,
man.
Look how they manufacture cars. I mean, before you used to have a lot of people would be at the assembly lines, and now you have a lot of computers, you know, putting together cars together with very few people, you know, at the assembly line. So, usually that's how it ends up. As they progress, you know, machines will take over and computers will take over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got those. They have those little vacuums now. They just run on the floor by themselves.
Why do machines take over? Because people are fucking lazy. Jesus. I remember when my dad used to mow the lawn with the fucking the blades.
I used to do that too, so I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was fun picking up all that shit. But you know, now you got a lawnmower, and pretty soon you're gonna have a machine thing to just do it all for you. I mean, man.
Oh, look, they really do with the
vacuum. Like the fat people in that movie. What was that movie? That Disney movie with the little robot guy, Wally. And I'm all them fat people on that ship. So we're all going to end up.
Look what they did with the vacuum. I mean, they have like this little machine now that can vacuum your floor every few minutes, you know? It goes underneath. It can go underneath your bed. It goes all around the corners, and then it goes back to a certain spot where you to recharge.
Have we as a society just become that freaking lazy to where we want something to do everything for us now? You know, I know low notice too. I used to say this all the time in the military. Once computers came in, it just, man, I tell you. It just kind of destroyed the learning process for people working in offices, because if a computer went down, nothing worked. They couldn't do nothing. They were completely lost. Am I telling a lie, Lo?
No, you're not lying. You're not lying at all.
Yeah. So, maybe Goofy has a point there. We are becoming even more lazy. Now we depend on computers and
you know, that's a perfect example of what you just said. I remember years ago when I was in computer class and all the computers shut down, the system where we would, do our computer training, it went down. So for a whole week we just sat in the class doing nothing. The teacher didn't teach us anything. You know what I mean? It's like, it's terrible, but hey, this is what we moved forward to in our life. This is what we wanted. But
yeah, I mean, it's just like I mean, Eric, you know, and Michael knows too. Back in the game, when they said anything about going and doing any kind of land nav or whatever, the first thing you pulled out was a map and a compass. And and now, that's the last thing you're going to look for. You know, I mean, nowadays they got the machines where they punch in some numbers, look in the sky, and wait, and hopefully they'll get a good signal, you know what I'm saying? And then they look back at them and tell them where to go.
Yeah.
Do any of us own a compass?
What's that?
Does any of us here on the phone own a compass?
I do.
I have one on one of those big old huge Rambo knives, but I don't have one like personally.
Yeah, I do. I have one. In fact, I have two of them.
Yeah.
Let's see. Dirk in the chat room says, yeah, one good solar flare to take out our satellites and the Western world would be crippled. And that is a very good point.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
I'll tell anybody, it's good to get in touch with some forms of nature and some forms of dealing outside of the norm, meaning your computers and all of your advanced technologies that they have now. It's good to get away from that stuff, you know, because if you ever had to go back to it, then it'll be second nature. But if you've never dealt with it before, you're in trouble.
Well, soon they're gonna have cars that you don't need to drive. It's drive itself. No self-driving cars.
Well, no, they have those here in California. It's a Google car.
Wow, I wouldn't trust no car that's gonna drive me.
But
does it have a steering wheel on it or anything, or you just sit in it or what?
Yeah, no, you can sit in there and you can do whatever, and it drives you. But I mean, like, say for instance, you want to, you know, switch to, you know, manual or auto, you know, you just have the option. But look it up; it's a Google car.
Man, I tell you, a Google car.
Yeah.
Ooh, man, I tell you that, man. I tell you, I'm with you, Lo. You know, you need to get in. You need to get in touch with that nature.
And you know what? Where's the echo coming from?
I don't know.
Are we in the bathroom?
I don't know where you at.
Is that an echo?
Is that for me?
I don't know.
Are we live in the picture in Blog Talk Radio?
No, man.
None but echoes.
I don't know where it came from.
Michael, what's up, Michael?
Hey, what's up? Hey, I've been listening to y'all. Chillin'.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I thought I heard Joe.
Well, yeah, well, Joe call dropped, so he'll probably be back in a little bit. All right, let's move on to the next subject. We all agree, you know, we need to do better with this automated world that we're in. You know, sometimes take time out to write something. You know, write a letter for real. Not just type it up on the dang computer.
I'm out to do yard work. Shit, I did yard work all day today. I feel great.
Or they could take time out to be like you and buy books before they become extinct.
Like who?
You buy all them books you got? Get out of here.
Shh, don't be telling everybody that.
Yeah,
did you read books?
Space.
I'm
going to
tell everybody
books.
He's an idiot. He doesn't read books. He doesn't read.
Oh, yet. Well. She done put my secret out there now. I don't read. All right. I actually have real books, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Dirk Diggler says, I've seen those cars. They track the car in front and match their speed, basically drive themselves. Yeah, but I don't know. And hey, here's another story that we, you know, this kind of stuff we talk about all the time. College sugar babies date for cash. This young lady has been struggling to earn her bachelor's degree for 7 years with tuition for two courses at her California university demanding $2,300. It's not the workload that has her putting off the final class she needs to graduate in May. So she is
lady
working.
So
she's
selling herself. She an escort.
Well, she goes
SugarDaddy.com.
SugarDaddy.com. Whoa, yeah. You know about that, huh?
Yeah, man, that shit been out. That shit been out, man.
Well,
that shit's been out
okay.
Like maybe 4 or 5 months. I mean, like in the news, but I mean, when I went to college, I seen that all the time. You know, somebody cute, you know, with a nice body, she'll go,
uh-huh.
You know, try to attach herself to an older gentleman who has cash.
Yeah,
really? Get her to college.
But
yeah,
see, the whole...
It says 44% of the site's total users in 2012 were female college students.
I'd respect her more if she was just on a poll.
But see, this is the thing. You got these pretty girls, they saying all good stuff. You may have rare cases, but they saying they not doing nothing. That's the case. I seen somebody on TV, and the girl said, she's been on 3 days, she have never done with anyway. And then he had another lady saying that she was early in her 20s, and she meeting her guy. He like in his like early 40s. Now she hooking up with him getting married. So, but I'm just saying, I can't see it's a high rate them women having sex with the men. You can say what you want.
No,
nobody in the world.
So what's she saying? Like she was just
that.
Eye candy on his arm or something?
Hold on. I can verify this.
Okay, whatever.
I can verify this. I used to fuck two chicks that did this. All right? So I know they're little scams and shit like that. But, yeah, there are women that have it so good. That it just takes a little dance or maybe, you know, a hug or you know, grab
mm-hmm.
a butt cheek just to get them all riled up and they'll start throwing the cash.
Right.
Seriously.
And that's what she was saying.
Same
thing to old women because it is so easy. It is easy to do.
Well, when you do, go ahead.
Those would happen to be guys that have no testosterone left, I would say, because you're not going in my pocket and only thing I'm going to do is just smack you on your ass a couple of times or
you
just right. watch you walk around.
Exactly.
Oh,
so what you mean by that is that's for only guys who can't get up, right?
Not really.
I'll go with that one.
I can't go with that one. You know why? It's because Viagra now, people are living long. You know, they say that the life expectancy now is almost 81, 82. People are, men, I don't know, we age well and far as physically too, us men.
Some of us.
Well, I mean, if you keep in shape, you got to realize, man, you can be 60 years old and a guy can cut his shave his hair. He looks like in his 40s, man. Compared to a woman, she may be in her 60s. You know what I'm saying? We age, men, we age. That's what I think. That's my observation. That's just what I'm saying. But the only thing mm-hmm. I'm saying is that ain't changing nothing. People having, you know, men, we've been having sex for many, many years and later years. You see what I'm saying? My thing is it's a rarity that these women don't do anything. And I'm saying to me, if a guy does that, he is insecure. To me.
I agree, but I don't think that they're not doing it. I mean, hell, I mean, let's be real now. I know you hollered at a couple of broads, and they came to you with this bullshit about, oh, no, I'm just going home and going to work and taking care of my kids. But you know the business. I mean, come on. I ain't buying that shit. You know, you got to.
Look, I'm telling you. One of the chicks used to fuck some fat guy that looked like that geeky guy, like the comic book guy from The Simpsons. He was like that fat, and he looked, you know, disgusting. But he had cash, and they called him Big Joe. And everywhere, you know, he wanted chicks with him all the time. And back then when I was, prostituting, you know, I had a couple chicks with me, so, you know, I would always, you know, throw them their way. And they would always tell me, hey, you know, he doesn't fuck, you know, he just, you know, wants us to dance or do little things. And he pays out the same price as if they were to fucking shit like that.
Okay, and I'm letting you know he's a rarity. It's rare.
Well, that what the young lady was saying that they were talking to in this article. She said it's not all about sex. She said, but sex is not off the table. But if it does come to that, you know, that's a little bit extra money. But what she was saying, that most of the clients are married men, you know, that just want to have someone to go to a party with or, you know, just like
well,
if we
see,
say, just
that,
a dance or what have you.
But see, that's a whole nother level. I thought the gold daddy was single rich men just wanting, you know, I mean, a younger woman, blase this, blase get you know, a couple of dates, well, give them a couple of $1,000s. You know, I mean, you have some women, they married a man. So you know if they married them, I mean, it's like a hookup. But see, GoDaddy can never advertise that the women have sex. So that's number one. So I already know they bullshitting. So he can't advertise that. He can say, well, whatever they do after that is up to, you know, his nature, whatever happens. But he said he can't, you know, so they can't come out and say that. Man, that's bullshitting. I'm just saying, to me, I'm looking at it's a rarity.
I'm not saying
the men don't do that. I'm not saying old men don't do that. But if he having them dancing, I mean, they still doing it in a sexual way. But I'm just saying, not kicking out, trying to get something at least, you know what I mean, get some head or something or get something out of the deal. I say that's rare, man. I'm being honest. And if a woman told me that, I said, okay, fine. Go ahead. But, but you're in a rarity category.
I don't believe that.
You had a guy come on here, I can remember, that said, yeah, they have chicks on this website. These bitches ain't never hoes on this website. Oh, they look like the girl next door. They hoes, man. They showing their body and shit for money. They talking about, hey, let's hook up and this and that shit. Them hoes, man. You know, them bitches out to get money. Them bitches out to get money. To hell with everything. Oh, I'm just the girl next door and I'm in college. Why you got a flat bagger to pay your way through college? That's my thing.
They say the average monthly allowance on the site is $3,000.
This one
young lady that they were actually talking to says she prefers dating married men because they tend to be more paternal and offer a steadier source of income than single men.
Well, see, something's wrong with her psychologically. She has a psychological problem.
She's antisocial. She's using trickery.
She's using trickery. Well, both of them have a problem. I thought it was single sex because I'm saying if I'm a married man, yo, I mean, you got her, man. He's not even married. To me, he's not even married, man. You doing that on your wife and you know he married. Come on, man. They have psychological issues. Let's step back and look. That's a psychological problem.
What type of psychological issues do they have, Michael?
First of all,
they're
conning. He's lying to his wife. She's using trickery to get money. That's anti, and she knows she's hurting somebody.
How is she using trickery when they're on the
she's messing
the
with a married man. She's messing with a married man.
I don't think she's asking for his money. He giving her the money. She ain't tricking him.
Yes, she is. Because she's a part of a trick. She's saying that she's cheating with a married man. She's a part of it. What do you mean? Hold on. Let's stop. You asking me how is she playing a trick to get money? And I'm letting you know she knows that the man is married. They're playing a trick on his wife. The wife don't know. You're saying cheating, right? So she's a part. So she's a cheater. She's in
it. I talk married women all the time.
She has a mental problem. What are you talking about? That's
a
problem.
I got a mental problem because I fuck married women.
Okay, so she has a mental problem.
Yeah, you got a problem, Goofy. You already know you got a problem.
Okay, so she has a mental problem.
I got problems,
she's trying.
Ain't nobody different. I mean, shit.
Look, okay, what about the millionaire that married Anna Nicole?
He married her. That's different. That's a totally different ball game. That's a
it's not the same.
He married her. That's different. How can you compare Anna Nicole Smith marrying a rich guy? He married her and got all his money to her when he know that she won't go on GoDaddy, cheating on knowing she's cheating with a married man. That's different. He wasn't married.
I can speak for myself.
Totally different picture. But I'll listen.
I can speak for myself. Let's say I was desperate enough to go on one of these sites, and I did, and I went on the site. I had a good time because if I spend some money, I'm going to have a good time and do everything
exactly
the fuck I want to do. Now, there's no way I'm going to marry this hoe because I can be in the mall 2 years down the road with this bitch that I done brought off of this website, and the next thing you know, this dude that's looking at her, remember when he had the same hell of a time that I did off the site. You know, I mean, it's one thing if, like, dealing with, and, you know, hell, they got their past as far as, you know, this dude that they used to deal with, but, I paid $1,000. I paid $50 to fuck her, too. So what? She ain't shit. She's a hoe.
Man, I know how that feels, because when I see some of my married women with their husbands out, like, at the mall, I get that feeling like, man. You know what I mean? Like, damn. But, hey, at least, I don't know.
But doesn't that come with the territory? Doesn't that come with the territory?
Yeah,
I mean, these young ladies, they go to this website, they meet these guys who actually apparently want a young lady, all right? So in for their services, whatever the services may be, they give them money, the girls pay for their college. And, I mean, what's the difference from that and them working in a strip club?
They still trying to follow their education. This is more a professional type of way of doing it. That's what my personal opinion is.
Well, my personal opinion is a hoe is a hoe is a hoe. And whenever you get through with it, it's only going to be just that. I mean, hey, let's all agree. We all have been in gentlemen's clubs, and the thing is, it's a known consensus. Hey, out front, yeah, you can get a lap dance, and you can get this, and you can get that. But who knows what goes on in the champagne room?
Exactly. They talking about. I never had sex with no guy, but you get in a motel. No one in the world can know what goes on in that motel room, but what you and that gentleman did. No one in the world, no one else can know. You come out and say, "I ain't never had sex with him, but we stayed in another room or what have you." Okay, fine. I'm just saying it. I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm just saying I'm not naive to know it's a real rarity for that to be.
Right. Now we can agree on that. And, you know, people have these damn freakisms nowadays to the point where, you know, they even if the dude don't have sex with her, I mean, hell, he might let her piss on him. You know, people crazy now, man. I mean,
You're right though,
even if they don't have sex, they may do some type of freaky nasty ass shit in the room, you know. Put peanut butter all over him or her. Let it lick it off. He get off on anything. I mean, it throws my mind to believe that somebody would want for somebody to tie him up and take a whip and beat their fucking ass with a whip.
I know. Wow. A horse whip.
Yeah. I was watching.
They say that's how that Kung Fu guy died. That Kung Fu guy.
This is crazy, man.
Okay, so basically, what y'all saying is it's basically legalized prostitution.
Legalized prostitution?
Yeah.
No, I don't trust no prostitute, but
I mean, if these young ladies going out, they getting paid to do whatever they get paid, is that not legalized prostitution? Isn't it the same thing? You're getting paid for gifts and your services. Just like the Daily Street Walkers.
I'll tell you that for sure. Shit.
you know what I mean? Isn't that the same? Or is there a fine line between the two of them?
Well, I don't know. What would you call this? Is this a form of prostitution?
And me? I would think it is.
Hell yeah.
I would think it is. It's a form of prostitution. Now, the only problem is, you know, legally, you know, it's hard to prove.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what keeps these people from being prosecuted. You know, because it's something that's hard to prove. Instead of catching old girl around the corner with her head in old boy lap, you know, bobbing up and down, you know.
Because
I'm sure some of these guys are, you know, prestigious, you know, because they're not young guys from what they're saying. It's, you know, basically older guys. So,
yeah. It's always the old farts, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, it's a lot of millionaires in the United States. That's 10 million. Caucasian millionaires in the United States of America. 10 million.
So now, does that mean
only Caucasian men getting hit? No, I'm saying, I'm just saying that there can be millions of sugar daddies out here. There can be millions of millionaires that are not married. You see what I'm saying? That can do this type of stuff. This is, you know what I mean? This is, but legalized prostitution, well, let's look at facts.
See, people say that they cannot force their will on another woman's body, right, when it comes to abortion and other things. But then they force their will when they say they can't sell their body. And in actuality, women sell their body all the time.
You sure, right?
Stripping. When you go to a strip club, she's selling her body, even though she's not having sex with you. What do you mean by prostitution? What does prostitution mean? Come on.
We both know it's foolish, man. I mean, hell, you look at what you have up in Congress and all those old bastards up there, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Dick won't get hard unless they got a pill for it. So what they do, they make it easier for a man to go through his insurance and get Viagra. As opposed to a woman can't go through her insurance and health care provider to get services that she might need to help her in her situation. You know, and I think they just now put it to where women are able to get their birth control stuff and things of that nature through their insurance at no cost to them. So, you know, that's crazy, man. You know,
good point.
Who the laws made for the question?
Well, see, you got to realize that's always been. If you worked for any government or worked for a private institution and you needed birth control, you know, they would stop you. But people who work for church organizations, religious organizations, they're the ones who don't want to be required to pay for birth control. That's the argument. Because you can have any of the health care plans out here, and if you work for something but the church organizations, they will want to fight for it. They don't want to cover that. So they're trying to pass that law.
They changed because, and the reason why I say they changed it is because the churches nowadays if they sign for it, they sign for 501c, they fall under a corporation instead of a church. And this means that there are certain things that they can and cannot speak against. So as far as, saying, that goes against our religion. Well, okay, well, if this goes against your religion, then why are there things that you can't talk against, such as government situations and things of that nature,
I was driving the other day and I seen a church and it said NIC and I said, wow. I said, at least somebody being honest. A church
What's
is a business
mean?
Now. NIC, it's a church, but they have, it said worship ministry NIC. That means that he's a religious church, but he's running it as a corporation. I said, what? I said, times have changed. I said, I remember going, they said lucrecy. You can't be lucrative. They said lucrecy is an abomination. You can't be lucrative in the ministry. That's what they say. And I say, I clearly see that everybody's being lucrative. You can't, because every time you have money and power, you always mix money and power together, you're going to have corruption. That's why it speaks against that. Now, I'm just looking at ideology, and I know, and I look and I say, wow. I'm looking at actuality, and I say, wow. I sit back and laugh, and I see, what? You in the business of what?
Well, the thing
wow.
is, the thing is, Ooh. That's up to the parishioners. If they accept it, then they accept it. I mean, you know,
wow.
I'm just saying,
Lo, it's amazing to me. I'm saying, wow, it's just amazing. That's all.
Well, it shouldn't be. You know, I'm gonna tell you why. You said you read the Bible before. You see it. You see everything in that Bible folding right there in front of you, unfolding right there in front of you. Now, whether you want to take it from that aspect, that's on you. But you see it. Everything that's written.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know I see it. Yeah, I know I see the outright contradictions.
All these pulpit pimps out there, man. I mean, there's no way I'm going to bring my money to Creflo Dollar. And he going to say, oh, yeah, well, you know, you can't turn down the gift, the $2 million gift. You can't turn. Motherfucker, please. You think he slapped the shit out of him? I'd have slapped the shit out of him. You think he slapped his daughter? I'd have slapped the shit out of him. Motherfucker, please. You running game. You ain't running nothing but some goddamn game. It's not new. It's old. It's old shit. But what gets me the most is nowadays in the black communities, they think and they feel that someone else's success is their someone else's success is also an extension to them. Don't work like that, though. Don't work like that. But they a lot of them feel this way. I don't understand why, but they do. Yeah, well, you know, our pastor has to have a good car. Fuck your pastor. Let him buy his own goddamn car. You'll struggle for him.
Mm.
You'll struggle for him. You know what I mean? My pastor said, what about what the book says? What about what your good old friend Tom Smith say?
It's never more about that status.
Hey, you
what about what
Eric right?
Jackson say?
Goofy, you better get off them damn things, boy.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Shit.
But you know, I did a show a little while ago. Well, it's been a while. When I first started, I did a show called what was it? Stop serving the position and stop serving God, something like that. And that's all it is. They just serving, you know, they just want to get to serve that status. You know, I go to Cleflo's church. I go to T.D. Jakes' church. You know, ain't too many people talking about Mr. Long anymore right now. They don't want to be associated with that. But some people still going to his church, too. Joyce Myers. You know, it's all about, as Lo said, you know, being associated with them people. Now, those people, you know, yes, they do have their success. However they got there is their business. But as Lo said, you know, we... In the black community, a lot of times we want to jump over like we have some, you know, we riding right along with them. And the bottom line is, them folk don't care about you. They really don't. TBN on TV, every time they go on, they're asking for a gift of $100, a gift of $250. I'm like, really? Why can't you? My gift be whatever I can afford to give you. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, I agree with Lowe, 255, 300%.
Well, a donation of $1,000 would be suitable for this show here at Mr. Talk at blogtalkradio.com/Ed Jackson.
Yeah.
Well, the only question you have to ask when people say stuff like, oh, we're having our pastor's anniversary, we're having this, ask them, what scripture is that? That's all you ask. Mm-hmm. Nothing else. Don't let them go into their philosophy. Just ask them, what scripture is that? That's it. And matter of fact, if we don't fall, as they say, quote unquote, under the Old Testament anymore, why you tithing? That's the Old Testament. Why you tithing? See, that shit's up. If you gonna cut into their money, that'll shut them up. They go, hey. How do you with that? It's just a simple question.
Well, amen
to that one.
We had our discussion about the Old Testament. You know, a lot of people don't want to go with the Old Testament anymore anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they do now. But honestly, that's what they need to be reading. I think they do anyway. They really do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Reason why you got men right now going out bragging about giving a woman $1,000 just to spend a few hours with her to have her on his arm. That's why. Reason why you got Eddie Long out there doing what he's doing and all of the rest of them.
Mm.
Money changes inside of the church. That's why.
Ooh, see.
I don't have all of the answers, but a few of them that I have are kind of right on point.
Hell yeah, definitely have some ideas anyway, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, ooh, man.
Wait a minute. Shasta, you mighty quiet.
Shasta, what?
You mighty quiet. What are you doing?
I'm quiet.
You're
talking and they telling the truth. That's why.
Oh, that's what it is? Oh, okay.
I don't have any disagreements with nothing y'all done said just yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, you just stick to what I said on that one. How about that? I like what I said.
All right. This is a special day. Wow. Oh, Lord have mercy. Mm-mm-mm. But you know what, though? Come to think about it, those churches, man, every Monday, $30 billion, man. $30 million they turn into banks, all these big churches. Ain't that crazy? That crazy?
Yes,
and that's
is.
Not...
Yeah,
and, you
but
know,
what are they doing with it, though?
That's the question I'll be asking.
Oh, that's what I'm going to tell y'all what they're doing with it. I'm about to tell y'all what they're doing with it.
What?
That's the building fund. That's money for Pastor to fix his car. You know that car ain't been working for a few months. That's money to buy First Lady new wig because she been wearing that same one for a few Sundays. That's what that money for. I ain't crazy. I always wondered why Pastor was driving better than everybody else. But when you be in church,
Well, see, can we speak some facts real quick about how these organizations are run? Well, first of all, see, these churches are set up in two ways. One, you have a leader. A leader is a dictator because he has the last say. A lot of some of these churches, them and their wife start the church, and then they have final say. Some churches don't have it that way. People come together and they elect the leader of the church. So that's two situations right there. Okay, but then you have somebody like Eddie Long, right, going to have a man that wanted him to invest money. They found out that the man was a crook, so Eddie Long said, I'm not going to invest money with you, but I want you to come to my church and let my members invest money with your crooked butt. I'm not going to do it, but I'm going to let my members do it. You see how much dangerous a leader is with like that? You see what I'm saying? And sometimes, even when a church has the board, the pastor over controls the board or what have you, things of that nature. So, man, this whole structure, man, I mean, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? They are able to do what the hell they want to do. And people are just hypnotized.
Well, see, what they did was, and I can take you back a few years ago, there was a quote that was very popular. Oh, don't speak on the pastor. He gonna get here. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
That's a damn lie. You
don't be worried about
how my
pastor got that car.
Right. If a man is doing wrong, you're supposed to let him know. And that is not judging because I tell you something that you're doing is not right. You know? But that's the way they. Most Christians today, as they call themselves, know nothing of the Bible. They'll go there on Sunday with the Bible in hand. And listen to the two or three scriptures that the man reads, and he jumps up and down, acts a fool, and carry on for 35 minutes or 38 and a half minutes, and then he's finished. And they've gotten the spirit. But they still know nothing as far as what the book says.
Well, a lot of women go to the church, and a lot of them that are not in a relationship, they are attracted to that minister. They are.
Yeah,
Right. And see, the only time some people even read their Bible is when they go to church and their minister says, go to chapter this, go to chapter that. He reads it, gives his interpretation. They close it and don't open it up until next Sunday.
Absolutely.
They have never read Genesis all the way through Revelation by themselves and give their own interpretation. So already, you're already being controlled. I mean, and they know this. 90% of the people who go to church don't read the Bible. That's a fact. And they know it. That's why people never challenge them. They know this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They don't read it on a daily basis.
You have people that I know who go to their pastors and ask, hey, the Sabbath was always Saturday, right? Why are we here on Sunday? And the preacher won't have an answer. He won't have an answer at all, other than that's just what we've been doing. And all they got to do is go to Jeremiah 10:6 and say, don't fall in the traditions of the heathen.
And then that goes back to what I said before about religion. Tradition is religion. Bam. That's all I'm saying.
I'll agree.
Boom, boom, shout, shout.
I'm listening.
it's not hard at all. If people would put as much emphasis on everything else that they do watching the housewives and all this and that other foolishness, then that wouldn't be a problem. But people's focus is on so much of the garbage that's only put there to confuse you and to waste your time.
I heard a man, he has a show, and every day, listen, I'm sorry, every day, he talks about how the land, these are reality shows are bad for our children's minds and this and that. He has a show with a young lady, and he keeps on talking about, well, did you see that? Did you see when she does this and this? And I'm sitting back thinking, I'm saying, hold up. You're saying that these shows are bad, but every day you talk about the shows. That means you like watching the shows.
Oh, you're
talking
about
Tom Joyner.
No,
just listen to people. I forgot the dude's name. Yeah, I forgot the dude's name. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, and he's talking about four or five shows that he looks on a regular basis on a week, and he's talking about them and saying that's bad, this and that. And I'm sitting there saying, hold up. Sometimes you have to be sitting down watching this show, right? You enjoy it. You contradict. What are you talking about? Why are you trying to make a living off of talking about somebody else day in and then day out? I mean, he makes every day talks about reality shows and saying how it's bad for our kids. We shouldn't look at it, but he have a career in looking at it. So he has to enjoy it if he keeps on talking about it. That's all that he talks about. No other subject but the reality shows and saying they're bad and this. But his whole career is watching it. That's something's not right there. Something's
well,
not right,
glad you know that something ain't right.
He doesn't talk about no other subject in life but the reality shows.
Well, you need to give him a new topic. Put something else on his mind.
No, I don't do that, man. I don't.
Well, you know what?
Hey,
you know what?
I just sit back and laugh. That's all. I'm like, wow.
Sound like you've been smoking.
I mean, huh?
I said you sound like you've been smoking.
That sound like I've been smoking. Why is that?
Too long.
What?
Oh.
Where Goofy Bone at?
He just
smoked.
You been smoking, Goofy?
Nah, I'm over here working on a little art project for my garage.
Oh, okay. Nah, I can dig it.
Not the artist, too. But, you know, it's one of those things, you know, it's been said false prophets, and there's going to be those that follow the false prophets. So without you doing what you need to do as far as your researching and reading and building your relationship with God, then you follow who you want to follow. And I just hope you're following the right person. That's all I got to say. Because, you know, it's one thing to follow everybody that's flashy. You know what I mean? You know, the in person at the time. That's like
how about follow
a sports fan. That, you know, that's like following a sports fan. You know, the hottest team right then, that's who your team is. Until, you know, they lose, then you find another team that's hot, and that's who you jumping on. But you never have that one steady one that you ride or die with. You know,
well,
that's why a lot of...
There's so many followers and not enough leaders. And you can tell when you're a leader and not a follower because sometimes you end up standing by yourself. So it's just too many people who want to be following other people and not enough people who want to lead into something new. And I just want to say I'm like Ricky Bobby. I pray to baby Jesus, 6 pound, 3 ounce Jesus. That's the one I pray to.
Yeah. Well,
sometimes
a good leader knows when to follow. So that's all I'm gonna say to that. Okay, let's move on. Atheist.
Well, one. I'm sorry.
A leader knows when to follow.
Throw one more little thing in there.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I know out there where y'all, well, you all are, Eric. Church jumped in full force a few, not too long ago, maybe 10, 15 years ago. Full Force, you know, had a bunch of members and everything. They have an acronym for it. I won't say it, but, you know.
I know
what
you're talking about.
There was so many people going to that church. I mean, so many people. They were even, people were going there to meet somebody to date.
Yeah.
You know, so many people going to that church. You know, it was all for a big show. You know, man, I can't get into something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, I know exactly what you're saying, and I feel the same way about that one church that has two big old buildings. Yeah.
Well, the only time I feel some kind of way about these. Go ahead.
Well, you got to realize the business it gives some people something to do. You know what I'm saying? It's a place where people can meet somebody. a double Christian thing. That's why they have this Christian dateline stuff, because they know Christians try to find other Christians. They all know this. They all of them have premarital sex is about like 90% in churches. So you already know that. It's a dating scene, basically.
But they got to be careful, because where you find one or two quote-unquote Christians is where you will find Satan. So you can go on their website and think you're going to find your perfect match or whatever the case may be. You might find nothing but hell. Nothing but hell.
Yeah, that's right. Didn't I just do something on that last week? Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, it. Wow. All right. Let's get a preview of tomorrow's show is on bullying. And, you know, yeah, the bullying, man. The bullying. You know. And I'm glad Michael did bring up the reality shows. Because I thought about it, man, and me and somebody was talking, and you know what? If you really look at the reality shows, it sure is a lot of bullying going on those reality shows. Think about it. The Housewives of Atlanta, one always trying to bully somebody else. Well, I don't know their names, so I don't know. The dancing girls, the little girls that be dancing, the queens, the big lady, she always bullying them and the mama. I mean, so if they looking at reality, just television in general, you know, isn't society kind of being hypocritical, talking about it's bad, but when everything you look at on TV represents bullying?
Man, go ahead, brother.
I'm just going to address it real quick. Well, first of all, hold up. Yes, people act like that. You know that? Yes, we do. And art imitates life. But your life shouldn't imitate that art. That's what I tell my boy. Don't imitate the art. People show you what to do or what not to do. Okay? But when you belittle it now, it also has a little bit production in it, too. They also know that the camera's on them. They know that millions of people are watching them. They have to boost it, and some of that stuff is produced. And unfortunately, people get transformed, and then they start acting like people with a snotty attitudes already, abundantly. Do you see what I'm saying? It's production because people are editing in it. So really, it's not real. You keep what they say, reality. No, really, it's not reality when they know it's a camera on them. Yes. Now, some people can know that if a camera's in the room, they can forget about the camera. And I say yes, they can totally forget about how reality. But when you know that the camera's there, you know it's going to be on a cable television and millions of people are going to watch it, you're going to boost up your image. You're going to go out of character just a little bit and try to get away with something. Because some of those things are assault. Some of the people can get locked up on it. I don't watch it. I used to watch it, but I'm not in the atmosphere. I don't watch it anymore. But I know all about it. Because I used to. I'm not in the atmosphere no more. So when someone tells me about a situation, I say, oh, okay, what? If he say, she say stuff, it's really nothing interesting to me. I mean, it's not. There's no way that I can make money and do what I do and watch reality shows.
Oh, well, okay. Okay. One thing I do want to say is, now that we're talking about reality shows, there are some reality TV shows that I do pay attention to, and most of those are like something about learning. Like, it would be on the History Channel or the Discovery Channel. And they have reality shows. They do. TLC. They have reality shows. Like, with weight, people dealing with their weight. And I don't know. I seen one about this dude that weighed, like, 1,000-something pounds, and I was watching that. It's a reality show, though. So, Hoarders. I love to watch Hoarders because you just, I don't know, it's just intervention, things that you can learn. So not all reality shows are bad. I guess just the dramatic ones that got, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Chester,
it's not all of them.
Let me tell you, Chester.
Yes.
We have, you know, at least three crackheads that's been crackheads for the last 20-some years. They ain't never had no goddamn reality TV or wanted to bring those people on TV. Now, since you got this meth out there busting these white folks in their asses, now they want to make all this stuff about meth. You got the same crackheads that been crackheads and busted their family up 20 years ago, 25, 30 years ago. And that you don't hardly see those people on those shows. But you'll see a meth junkie on there all the time. So it's perpetuated a certain way. So, you know, it's still a conspiracy behind that, you know. I mean, let's be real about it.
You can have a reality show if you want one.
No. I don't fool with that. I wouldn't want to.
I mean, I'm just showing how easy it is for people to put her on a camera.
You know, it wouldn't be really reality though, no, man. If I have somebody produces, anytime you have a production, it's not reality. You can say it's reality all you want, but it's not. To a certain extent, it's not. It can't be. They're not presenting reality to me because they're editing it. It's a production.
Somebody
has a hat. It's a producer. So he's trying to translate a message to you. So let's look back. What messages are they trying to translate on these reality shows? Now, I say I don't watch
but I
know the scene.
A lot of people do.
A lot of working class.
A lot of middle class people go to church.
A lot of people go to church, watch reality shows.
I'm saying y'all on the line,
no.
Who watches reality shows? I mean, at least one.
Nobody on the line has
caught a reality show.
Yes, I have, of course.
Heck, I don't even have cable.
Exactly. The funniest thing
you ain't
got
to have cable to see a reality show. Hey, they got Survivor. It come on regular channels.
Right,
reality
exactly.
TV comes in different forms, and you don't have
don't
to have cable to
either.
Watch it.
I don't watch that either.
Hold on.
Let me bring Big Chris in.
Okay.
All right. Oh, yeah. Hey, Big Chris, you're on the air, man.
Okay, what's going on, y'all? How y'all doing? I was hearing about the show about reality television. To me, it's just really contradicting itself, the word itself. If y'all pay attention, listen to what it's saying. Reality television. There's nothing real on television to tell lies.
Exactly.
Okay, you know, like the sister Shasta shit, the lady Shasta was saying that there are TV reality shows that are real. Well, I haven't seen one. Like The Biggest Loser, I looked into that show and I investigated it myself. There's no way in hell somebody can lose 50 pounds in 4 weeks. they got the biggest technology out here today called the camera, where they can turn that bad boy on and turn it off, edit, and make it look so real. Wow, you lost 13 pounds today. Congratulations. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody getting down like that, losing that much weight. You know, it's not a. I don't even think crack can do that. You know, so it's entertainment, y'all. It's, you know, even the word, you know what I'm saying? Even the word itself is entertainment. Reality, and you're going to sit there and watch, you know, television, and they know damn well the producers know it, and the top corporates know, you know what? They really going to feed into this. Let's, you know, give it a pilot. You know, run off real quick and see how well our show can get.
Yeah, but no matter how much everybody says, oh, we don't watch reality TV, we don't watch reality TV. If you watch TV at all, it's reality TV on TV. So you might as well say you don't watch any TV at all. And when I was referring to reality shows, I don't mean like Housewives of Atlanta and T.I. and Tiny. I ain't talking about stuff like that. I'm talking about, like, actual stuff that comes on the Discovery Channel, A&E, the History Channel, you know, different things like that that are still, quote-unquote, reality shows. They would still go into that category.
No, they're not going to know. History Show that. We're talking about TV shows, right?
I mean, what is reality when it comes on TV? I don't believe nothing from the news to, you know, like...
Well,
anything.
Well,
so
you don't want
to hold up. Oh, my God. Well, listen, y'all mixing two. Hold up. When we were talking about reality TV, I was talking about Atlanta Housewives, Disney, Sisters, Soul Sisters type list. But hold up. Some things we can get factual information on TV. The news, I was watching CBS News one morning, and they showed when the police shot the guy who shot somebody in the World Trade Center, they shot him on the street. They showed the murder 3 times over and over again. That's factual TV. Okay, so the news can do that. Now, some news can, when they start talking politics and stuff, you got to separate the facts from the bullshit. And when they start talking that politics, that's not reality TV no more. It comes theory TV.
So there's things that you can watch on TV that's come facts in your local area, city, crimes and what the bills is and things of that nature. But you got to
start. Or things that you can watch about your health and your growth.
No, I don't believe
that. Right, but when we were talking about quote-unquote reality TV, we were talking about people trying to tape their character, what they do on a daily basis, basketball-wise, and we saying it's not. It's a production, and I'm letting you know that they boosting their motherfucking character up. It's not a fucking
reality. Yeah, we had up. Nene,
I feel y'all.
Nene was told, her name is Nene from Atlanta Housewives, has personally been pre-scripted for certain shows to start shit. You know,
exactly.
That is improv, you know. Oh, you don't know me, bitch, you all know me. What? Well, what you want to do? As soon as the camera go off, it's all good. That ain't real.
I think, I honestly think we are living the biggest reality show of all, though. I mean, I was reading something that your boy had said, Obama, had since somebody mentioned politics a few minutes ago, and the guy says that, we don't need weapons of war on our streets, talking about the firearms. But if you do a little research, you'll see that more and more police units are getting these damn armored vehicles, military armored vehicles.
Well, wow. Well, I know they're not talking about no black folks because they talking about ending crime. I remember way back when I was little, they was talking about getting rid of the Saturday night specials. Remember that? They cheap guns and getting it. Never stop crime. Most crime in the inner cities where we stay over people that we know, handguns. Not no assault rifles, handguns. Handguns. 99% of the crime in the hood comes from handguns.
Mm-hmm.
So he ain't stopping nothing. What are you talking about? So
I
sit back and I laugh at these people, Lo. I sit back and laugh at them because they crazy. I sit back and laugh.
That man has to put on a good showing, man. And you won't believe how many people are actually saying, hey, we don't need weapons. Just no one should have a weapon. No one should have an assault rifle. You won't imagine how many people are actually saying this stuff, man. I like I said, if I die, I'll die with it in my hand. I won't die handing it to you.
Well, Lo, they don't know. You ask a person, what's the difference between an automatic and a semi-automatic? They wouldn't know. I've seen them try to, on TV, say what's being sold. They showed an automatic weapon being fired semi-automatic weapon being fired automatically. And I say millions of people watching this and think that's how that gun is fired. They're sold like that. No, it's not. It's semi. Just like a handgun. But they showed it. It's automatic. And they had to come back and retract themselves. Most people don't even know, Lo. They don't even know.
Yeah,
they're controlling
even
their minds. It's fear. They don't even know they're controlling their minds.
The Sandy Hook, quote-unquote, incident. The guy never had a damn assault rifle in his possession. It was in the vehicle. This is common knowledge, but everybody's talking, oh, well, yeah, he killed those children with an assault weapon. You know, that's your news also. Your news putting that shit out, spinning it.
Well, see, even I noticed, like, with the news, but here in my city, I don't know what's going on in the world with y'all, what y'all seeing on the news, but when somebody in the black community kills someone, it's street violence. But on the north side, when a white man or a white woman does something, it's a crime. You know, they have their way with words, too, I've been noticing. You know? So I don't believe nothing the news says or anything. I turn the TV on to have a few laughs and go to bed. That's about it. I wake up in the morning and go to work. I don't take nothing serious, anything on this joke box is saying. You know, that's about it. You know, I turn to Comedy Central, which is almost every channel, and I have a few laughs. That's it. Even Obama's
and
off.
See, sometimes I'd be oblivious to what's...
Whatever, y'all.
Even when Obama's talking, I'm laughing my ass off. Oh, that's funny as hell. Okay, yeah, okay, yeah, got it, all right. Shit, Obama, Republican or Democratic. You know, I don't want nobody to get sensitive because I said Obama and see where I'm coming from on a physical level. But I'm saying, you know, all this shit is funny to me, everything.
Man.
And whoever gets sensitive about talking about Obama, they have them. They're brainwashed. They're brainwashed. I judge him as he would want me to judge him. He doesn't want me to judge him as the president of the United States. I mean, a black president. He wants me to judge him as a president. If I would talk to Obama, he said, don't judge me on black, and that's what I don't do. I call it
spade
a spade. I don't cut no cards when I come with him.
No,
absolutely.
No,
but that's the thing about it. The black people don't want that. They want you to see, oh, that's our brother. First and foremost, the motherfucker didn't grow up in any of our communities. He don't know anything about how we had it. Nothing. That man didn't grow up with our lifestyle. Now, how can I say that you know how to associate yourself with me, and I know you have no inclination as to the how it was in the community that I was raised up in or in the inner cities. You weren't raised the way I was raised, man. Matter of fact, you wasn't even raised in the damn country, so what the hell, you know?
Right. Well, this stuff is pre-scripted, too. I think it's funny shit you're talking about. Oh, yeah.
Well, no. They showed Obama when, like, they see he's crazy. He always reads from a teleprompter.
Yeah.
He went on this tour about the sequestration. He went to all these different cities and towns. He said the exact same thing reading from the teleprompter. Something's wrong. That's not coming from your heart. You're reading the same exact thing. They showed it 3 times. I say, what?
Right. The only thing he changed was the city name.
Exactly. This is facts. This is not an opinion I'm speaking. I'm speaking actuality.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to say this and be quiet. The sequestration, well, all them federal jobs and military jobs, Obama said it came from the White House, sequestration. He said if anybody try to stop it, I'll veto the bill. Now the next year comes, right? Now he's saying, oh, my goodness, I'm blaming it on the Republicans. He goes on his tour saying it's their fault. But it came from you. You the one started it. And when you have this dumbass two-party system, what the hell do you think the Republicans are going to do now? Going to sit back and say, well, do what the hell you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, Michael, should we eliminate the two-party system and just go for what we know?
Well, this is my advice to you. Do what I do. Register as an unaffiliated independent and have your states make sure unaffiliated independents vote in the primaries. These people are talking about this government taking voter right laws because that's the Supreme Court talking about these 9 states, 9 southern states that they saying that's holding black people back. But, you know, the election this time, nobody had no time. You know, if you want to get an ID, get an ID. But like a person like me, I can't even vote. They say I have to be a part of a group in order to vote for somebody in the primaries. And they contradict themselves when I say I don't have to be a part of the group when I can vote for different candidates in a general. You should not ever have nobody take no system where a voter cannot participate if they're not a part of a group. You still should be able to vote. And don't be a part of a group. An unaffiliated independent is not even an independent. You are a sole voter. It's like if you want to visualize an unaffiliated independent, you can have us standing, but we're standing so far from each other, and we're looking at different groups, Democrat and Republicans, but we're voters, and we're just looking at certain things around us, and we're making our judgment, but we're not saying we're part of a group. If you do that, it'll shut the whole political system down, because the Democrats going to say, oh my goodness, I got these unaffiliated voters, right? Voters. I don't know their mind. So they're going to have to come and start talking to you. Well, what do you want? They're going to have to start talking issues. Then people are going to have to start running on their name and their topic and what they're running for instead of this Democrat-Republican shit. It confuses people. But you have to just stick with your state to make sure, look, they're taking our constitution, me, they're taking my constitutional rights from me. You should never have a voting system where you set up where I have to be a part of a group to exercise my side of the vote. That's un-American. You don't have to be a part of a group. You can listen to a candidate. If you want to vote for a Democrat and Democrats want to get to each other, you can have a neutral vote and help that Democrat out, or you can help that Republican out. You don't have to.
It's just that simple.
Good point.
So,
I like it.
You know. So, but see, I laugh when I see a Democrat running against a Democrat. That's like the Miami Heat going against the Miami Heat. You know, then, you know, first the Democrats say, you know what, I don't want this other Democrat to be president. But then when they beat that Democrat, they say, oh, yeah, I want him to be president. That's crazy. You just talked bad about him 2 weeks ago and said no. But he beat you in the primary election. Now you're saying you want him to be president. That's crazy.
And he give you a job.
Right. So that's the only way that we can stop. Now, look, no one said you have to change your beliefs or your opinion. Just change your registration. You still can believe in what the hell you want to believe in. But that title, that Democrat and stuff, it'll shut them down. It's going to shut up the political system. Then they're going to start talking about real issues. They're not going to be talking about no Democrat or Republican shit, yeah? That's what I think, man. That's what I think.
That's what you think.
Good point.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get the, you know what I mean, the laws changed in my state so where though I can go and vote in a primary. It should be neutral. You shouldn't have a set up a system where nobody can't vote and I'm registered. They saying if I like somebody in a primary, I gotta register as a Republican and then vote for him. Then I gotta unregister. Why are you forcing me to register as a Republican? I like his topics or what he's doing. That's crazy.
System. Because the system is nothing more than a game, man. That's why.
But see, that's why they have that unaffiliated independent, because they know truly no one has to be a part of a group.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing. And when they know that they use these words, Republican or Democrat, which no mean nothing, because if it meant something, a Democrat would never go against a Democrat. If it really means something. A Republican would never go against a Republican if it meant something. And they use that shit to control people. I'm telling you. That's how I see it.
I agree.
That's how
I was actually on Facebook and this lady said that she wrote her congressman or somebody and she said that she wrote to them and asked them why don't they suspend their pay. And she said, the only question I had was, and she said in the end, she said, well, I haven't received the response yet. The only question I had was, are you surprised?
No, wait. Because they have to vote on it, and number
absolutely.
One. Yeah, they have to vote on it to suspend their own pay. You know that's not going to happen.
No, it ain't going to happen, man. These people got a hell of a scam running, man, and the joke's on all of us. Even
yep.
if you don't agree with it. If you don't agree with it, hell, you're still a part of it because you have to deal with the bullshit that they do anyway. See, when you start treating your politicians as though they rock stars and rap artists and all of this and that, you got a problem. You know, they famous. They so famous to the point where actually they're above the law and they can do what the hell they want to do. And whatever they do, you're going to take up and defend for them regardless to what it is. You know, I think there should be some term limits also. I don't give a damn if you did come up for to change your community that you come from. You have 4, 6, and 8 years to do it. If not, go home, deal with what you got. And you not taking none of these benefits and money with you either.
Ooh, Lord, somebody need to write that down.
Shit. You mean to tell me I can go out there and come back physically fine on the outside, but I'm all fucked up on the inside from actually truly serving my country because they say that you volunteered. I'm quoting now. You volunteered.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get back, you can be so torn up
is
on the inside.
Hell,
but they'll tell you, hey, you know, you volunteered for this, and we don't owe you any type of medical care or anything like that. We don't. You can't say, well, can I keep my TRICARE? You know, I'm not going to be in the military anymore. And can I keep the insurance that I have? No, you're not a part of the system anymore. They keep their pay. They keep their insurance. They keep everything that they had.
Mm-hmm.
And when there's a cost of living, when the cost of living goes up, that gets amended to their pay. So, like I said, they have the best scam running. And we just happen to be the ones that the joke's on.
You know what? And you know, back in the day, Eddie Murphy did a movie about that. In fact, The Distinguished Gentleman.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And that was one of his lines. That's the best scam he got going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just making money everywhere, not doing nothing.
Absolutely.
And from what I hear,
look at George Bush and John Kerry, two, and everybody know about all of the secret society, Skull and Bones. They're not secret, though. I mean, you just don't know what they do inside of their meetings. But the quote-unquote secret societies, they're both part of Skull and Bones. But they ran against each other. Come on now. Who the joke on? The joke is on us. Those are fraternity brothers. They could give a fuck about everybody else.
That's right.
You know what? I'm trying to learn more about exactly what you're saying. And I was asking somebody about that the other day. Mr. Eric, I think you should do a show on fraternities and Masons.
You trying to get Eric killed?
I've done a show on that before. Shoot. No, anyway.
I'm just talking.
I ain't trying to get him killed, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot that I don't understand about that. But I understand that it goes into politics and it goes into the people that govern us.
Well, duh.
You're saying, well, duh. Well, if it's that well understood, then why aren't more people trying to find out what it is and why we being bamboozled all the time?
Because they don't want to know.
Right. They don't want to know. One of the things about what the caller said, the guy, don't know his name, he said that it's not a secret society because if it was a secret, we wouldn't have known nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Leave him by his name. There are some pros to fraternities, and there are some times and some things that have been made up and put on those organizations that is to probably dumb down those organizations as if they are a gangster mafia cult or something like that. So, you know, teach us on everybody, you know, look into that and see what that's all about. You'd be surprised.
That's very true. That's very true.
I can speak
for myself.
Well, I'm going to do some research because there's some stuff I want to know.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, I mean, like I said now, it's just like Eric said. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just like Michael said. It's just like the Miami Heat playing against the Miami Heat.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to let each other win. You know, they had to have two people running, so, hey, Jim Carrey, George Bush. Hey, they had to have two people running. So why not have Carrey come up and run his spiel about his big thing was that he was standing on, you know, when he was supposedly in Vietnam or whatever. We're talking about people that have money and power.
Oh.
And the people that go out there to San Francisco to the Bohemian Grove. Those are the people that we're talking about. And the shit that they do out there is unheard of, man. You got to be kidding.
I got a question. Do you think that sometimes when people come out of their community and want to go into Congress, or they get elected from their state to go into Congress, that they might have one agenda, but then when they get into Congress or when they have to go into whatever, I guess take whatever oath or whatever, people tell them, okay, we understand this is your agenda, but this is the agenda that we want you to push.
That's easy. That's real easy. I can fix that up for you real quick. They're called lobbyists. That's true. It was a lady. Her name is Cynthia McKinley. She ran independent. She used to be a congresswoman. And she said out of her own mouth, she said, if anyone in Washington, D.C. that gets up there they have to pledge an allegiance to Israel first, the state of Israel first, before they do anything else, if they want to get money and continue to be up there in Washington. If they don't pledge that allegiance, then they can forget about it. They won't receive any type of campaign benefits or anything like that. So they kind of have to go along to get along. And the next thing you know, I know Cynthia that you're trying to bring a bill up. I'll vote for it as long as when I need you to vote for something for me. The quid pro quo starts and they never stop.
you know. And most of those people, they're running off of, well, you know, this is going to be my career. To hell with going back and having a real job anyway. So I might as well hang around up here and bullshit the rest of my life away on other people's dime. So why not?
Yeah, I like Cynthia Penny. I used to YouTube her a lot, and her thing is, just like what you just mentioned, she likes to blow the whistle on a lot of situations that's going on in government. She's sitting in these meetings. Again, sir, can you answer the question?
Mm-hmm.
She likes to blow the whistle hard, a lot. And the other thing is that, okay, a lot of people want to know what, you just explained it, what does the President of the United States supposed to be doing? YouTube, the oath, and that'll let you know what he's supposed to do. It has nothing to do with jobs, housing, his departments for that, or, you know, anything that the average person in the community is having problems with, that's not his job. He's supposed to be for terrorism and what the oath says.
National security.
That's it.
But you got to realize, yeah, but see, I know that YouTube video, but we got to speak facts and actuality. That man is really up there, okay? He has the power. He's a legislator. He touches all three branches of government. He has a lot of power. The president can, like food stamps, he could have the power right now and says, instead of that $85 billion, I'm going to take $30 billion from food stamps. He has the power to initiate that bill, and the Republicans would clap their hands on it and do it. They would. So when you say that he doesn't have, hold up, when you say he doesn't have, because a lot of states get federal dollars. They get states for
this.
I mean, that's
balances too.
Well, I know it's checks and balances. That's why he's not a leader. That's why he's never a leader. You can't never call him a leader because he's all for every decision he make. He just said the other day, he told the other Republican, he said, I can't bring no, if he said, if you want to leave my office, he said, and you try to leave, I can't bring the Marines to stop you because it's checks and balances. He said it the other day, he's not really a leader. If you know the definition of a leader, he has the ultimate say, and nobody can stop him. That's a leader.
He doesn't.
Right, so he's not a leader, he's a president.
Right, but you were saying that he has, you were talking about the power situation, but
right, he can make laws.
No,
he can stop laws.
He doesn't have to. He can walk the office. You know what? The welfare system, please do this, do that, and do that, and let's get on it right now. He doesn't have to.
Right, but he can. I know
that.
I understand that. Right, I understand it, but we're talking about what he can do. That's important. Everybody know he has a choice because it's obvious. It's obvious what he can and can't do.
What he can do, he sworn, he did the oath. And to Israel, somebody was talking about Israel. That's what he's supposed to and can do. That's it.
Are you serious? Okay, hold on.
No, See,
okay.
You're talking about,
right.
No, you're talking about his legislative, okay, he's in charge. He is solely in charge of the executive branch, which enforces the law. That means he can say, if a law is on a bill and no one wants to follow that law, he can enforce it by getting the military, the armed forces, sheriffs on him. He has that total power, but he's also a legislator, bro. He has a lot of power. He can make law. He can introduce a law to Congress, and they can vote on it. He can do that. He's also a legislator, too. He's just like a senator. He's just like a congressman. He has legislative power, and he can stop. Plus, he has veto power. Plus, he has executive order that he
all
can
right.
bring in them
where,
law.
Where is
so
where
that's
is
a lot of
power
that he can do. Now, whether he does it or not, now that's another topic.
Okay,
where,
I got a question.
Who is he getting
about
that power
all the power
from?
That he has,
where is he
but
getting?
He also... Is somebody else talking? Is somebody else?
He's getting it from other people. What do you mean it doesn't come out from the sky? The government is people. When you say the word government, the government is people.
Okay.
It's not elephants coming from out of style. Who are you looking at when you're talking about government? Aliens? You're looking at people.
Okay,
you give people power. All power is given. All power is given in this world.
Look at it.
Who gives them the power, though?
See? People. People. All power is given by people.
What's their name and nationality?
All
what,
people. Look over in the Middle East when they had a dictator
exactly.
And the government, and the people throws over them. And look at Gaddafi. Gaddafi was a leader. He was a dictator leader. He said go, but look what the people did. The people took over. Other people.
Wait a minute.
People give another person power. Who gives somebody else power? People do. That's a fact. That's an axiology.
Do they have a name?
I'm not
going to
argue. That's not a debatable topic.
A name. Or
wait a minute. Hold up, brother. Cause,
I don't give
both
a
of you keep
I'm a person.
Both of you
I'm
keep saying
I'm
the exact
not
same
saying
thing.
Nothing. I'm not saying
now,
nothing.
When you mentioned Gaddafi, Gaddafi was not
with
a dictator. Gaddafi was a man about his people.
Right.
And Gaddafi was a man that was going to use the resources he had in his hand to make his country better.
Okay, but he had a final say, he was a dictator, a leader, because if anything went on there, he can get feedback from people, but the final say is his, and no one couldn't stop it. That's what
actually,
I'm saying. No, I'm saying when he was ruling, though, I'm looking at actuality and what a leader like all the leaders. The final say in any decision-making in their government goes to them. No one can stop it. There's no procedures to stop it.
Okay,
that's why Egypt just went crazy because the Muslim Brotherhood, their president, he tried to put a state in their constitution where the people couldn't choose. He could only make the decision, and they went crazy. We don't want that no more. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
The Muslim Brotherhood was funded by the CIA.
Well, I don't know. Okay, I don't know
exactly.
All about that.
See,
I can listen to you, but
let me make it more simpler for y'all. Who gave Osama bin Laden the power to do what he was doing for the last 20, 30 years?
United States.
People.
Okay, what group? I mean, it's over. Man, it's,
okay, what are you talking about?
In America. I didn't give him the power. Was there an organization?
I don't know. You see, now I don't get into the theory realm, so I mean, I'll be quiet and listen to you.
It's not a theory.
But
it's an actual fact. You're dealing with actual fact.
Okay, give me time, place, and date.
And this is what I'm asking. You said Barack Obama.
No, I don't know nothing.
Power. He has been given power. You said given. Somebody gave me something. I would. And I would actually have a relationship with them. You know.
Okay.
Somebody here.
I could say Osama bin Laden was in power, and his relationship to George Bush is what gave him power. That's a fact.
That
we
is
know
a
that.
Actual fact. From
that the Bush family had a connection with the bin Laden family. That's a fact.
That's
an
actual
that.
Fact.
Okay, they were business partners. Okay, so go on with, okay, we can document that, and I can say that's a fact. They were business partners. Okay, now what else? Go on. So what are you saying?
They were also good friends and roommates.
Okay. Now, Osama bin Laden, okay, that was when he was in America or in California. Because he went to college and stuff. Now he went back home. Boom.
CIA.
Oh, what that means.
Hold on. How you know with the CIA?
The CIA. Well,
hold on. Where's your document? Hold on. Where's your document? Hold up. Now, I just want to stop. Now, I understand when you come on, they were good buddies, but you said that he was part of the CIA. Give me that factual information.
No,
I want documentation. Hold on. If you can't give me no documentation.
Hold on. When I said something, and you wasn't listening to what I'm saying. You just over-talking.
Okay, I'm listening.
I said that, you know, who was it? Oh, boy. George Bush was part of the CIA. Osama bin Laden was good friends with George Bush, who trained Osama bin Laden what he knows today. Well, during his time as him.
Well, what do you still know?
Do you have that documented? Where's the documentation that says that?
I mean, but that's obvious to the rest of America.
Straight from George Bush's mouth. It was on TV, all this shit.
He trained him what? So he trained him what?
This was in a documentary.
Saying what? He trained him what? You saying he trained him as a CIA, agent.
I don't know nothing about training him as a CIA agent.
I'm just asking. I want some documentation. You saying it's a fact. There must be something documented that's saying Look, give me the site. I'll go on YouTube where George Bush is saying that he, his father, trained.
This was in the
come out your mouth, trained. A documentation, right, but they have to have fact. He said his father trained with Osama bin Laden. I want to go see it.
I didn't say his
father.
Well,
I mean, I'm just saying.
Well,
even
well, there's only two Bushes you're talking about, the father or the son.
The CIA.
I ain't saying it's unbelievable.
Oh, my
CIA.
God, you said it. Oh, my goodness, man. I'm done, man.
The Osama bin Laden and his family and his unit and his crew and his people that he was up. That he was teaching in his homeland what he knew when Osama bin Laden was with us. For like 20, 30 years, Osama bin Laden was trained well by the CIA.
Okay, so just tell us where you heard it from. So then Michael will be happy because you'll have proof. From where?
In a documentary. It could be looked up. This was in a documentary.
Okay,
came out. You know, everything wants to be exposed. Of course, this came out. You know, during the 9/11 situation, you know, they were trying to, you know, put the dots together about how did the airplane situation take place in New York, which didn't have anything to do with what we're talking about right now, but they're trying to connect it together. You know, okay, cool, great. You know, Osama bin Laden killed people in New York, New York building, which I don't believe to this day. What, you know, that's what they were trying to connect it with, you know. It was in a documentary. But my point is, I was saying way before this, was that he said that, you know, Osama bin Laden has been given power to make decisions. And I'm like, well, who gave him that power? He said.
Cool. I said Osama bin Laden.
Barack Obama has been given power to make decisions, to turn things over with his executive, legislator person, and I like, and I just simply wanted to know who are these people.
You, if you saying that the voting system, hold up. First of all, if you believe, so evidently, if you don't believe that we gave them power, you saying the whole voting system was a fraud. Now, if you believe it's a fraud, there's no reason to go further. You shouldn't even vote no more ever because it's a big fraud. He got voted in.
That's
no, the people, hold on. The people, he had to get into office because of people, right?
That was part of it.
No. That was the that's where it derives from. What do you mean part of it? That's the root. That's the core. That's the core, brother. That's where it comes from. It's like the seed.
All right. We're going to stop it right there. All right. We're going to stop it right there. I just we all get on some research and then we'll figure it out. All right. Now, once again, I want to thank everybody for joining me today. And as I always do before I get out of here, I let everybody have their last say. So starting with you, Ms. Shasta, final words.
I'm going to do some research. That's my final word.
All righty. Thanks for joining. All right, Big Chris.
All right. Man, I don't know how this saying go. I forgot, but it's something like, you know, if y'all heard it, help me out with that. Believe what you believe, everything. Believe very little what people say, and don't believe everything that you see or something like that. Man, I forgot, but my thing is, don't believe the hype.
Yeah, that's better. Don't believe the hype.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, okay. All right, that's it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir, for joining again today. All right, Mr. Lowe?
Good show, man. It's a damn shame Joe had to come in and run out or run hide and listen. So it is a good show. I know he should know how to press one also, so, you know.
His Obama phone was acting up. That's what it was. All righty. All right, Goofy Bone, are you still there? I think Goofy up there smoking. Goofy, 1, 2, 3. Okay, no Goofy. All right, y'all. Well, another great Open Mic Monday. And I got to tell you all the time, I never know where we're going on the show on Open Mic Monday. Because we start one place and we be all over. But it makes for some very, very good conversation. And actually, some things I actually learned. Now, everybody has homework. you know, everybody's going to be doing some research trying to figure out what was going on. I like that because I'm going to be doing my research also. Wow. Well, I don't have much to say today except for if you don't believe in something, you'll fall for anything. That's all I'm going to say. You know, and you believe, you know, so many things. We drop so many things here on the show. And, you know, I'm just going to put it this way. If you want to know whether it's true or not, you don't trust what we're saying. Or if you do trust what we're saying, go and do a research yourself. You know, get a little bit more knowledge on it. So when you out there discussing it with somebody else, you be on top of your game also. Okay? Now, don't forget the tomorrow's show is Bullying and Consequences. Bullying and the Consequences should be a hot show. I'm looking for it. So we're going to get there. Yeah, well, that's about it. Don't forget to go home, give that special someone a kiss, tell them you love them, you miss them, you appreciate them. Cook dinner for them if that's what you want to do. Hey, just show them that, you know, they are appreciated. That's all. It's easy. Just a hug a day, a smile a day. You'd be surprised how much that helps. All right. All right, y'all. Well, until tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, Bullying and the Consequences will be the show. And until then, I am out of here. Talk, please, talk, please, talk, please, talk, please, talk.